Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from November 2017. Miss Ulrike Alt, freelance journalist, presents Performance Products Kickoff Winter 2019-20.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, let's start. Welcome to the 18th Performance Days. Welcome to our first lecture for this fair. I hope you all can hear me clearly. Is it okay? Okay, so my name is Ulrike Alt. Some of you may know me already. I'm the editor of SSZ Sports Fashion. This is the magazine lying around here. And we made a special issue for this fair, so all the trend topics you can find in the issue print and online also. And now I just want to present you a little bit of these focus topics and trend topics for winter 19-20. You can see all these fabrics at Performance Forum. Actually, you know, it's downstairs where it always has been, so we just moved with our presentation. But please don't hesitate to go on to Performance Forum after the lecture or during your visit here. And so the first thing, as always, is that I tell you what we found, because I'm a member of the performance jury too, so I saw all these more than 1,000 fabrics some weeks ago already. And so we found out that there are some trend topics. If you talk about function, you won't find any functional fabric without any kind of sustainability. And that's good and that's important because actually it's a must. So you don't need to buy fabrics only made of virgin material. And what the themes within the sustainability we'll found for this season, I'll tell you later on. If you look at the fashion on these tables, because we have these fashionable aspects also, you see that the most fashion comes from natural fibers, the natural looks, the natural optics, the natural feel, the hand feel. And you will see it when I present all these 10 tables that all look so natural but is functional at the same time. And our focus topic for this season are the thermal technologies, because we are talking about winter. So if you talk about winter, you need warmth, you need enough heat on the body of the athlete, not too hot, but not too cold, to allow him to have a good performance. And this is the point I start with, of course, because it's the focus topic, but also these thermal themes you not only find on our table focus topic or jury's pick, of course, you find it on the other tables too. So I start with this topic. But one point before the sustainability I just mentioned is that all over the tables, you'll find a lot of recycled fibers, lots of recycled PES, of course, because made of these PET bottles, you know that there's a huge amount of fibers you can use, but also PA coming from fisher nets or other sources, and you can find recycled wool as well. You find lots of bio-based man-made fibers made from coffee grounds, made from castor beans. So you use the natural resources and can create new polymers out of it. Of course, if you talk about sustainability, you think at the natural fibers growing again without lots of waste. So in this season, there's a huge amount of new tensile qualities. You know it coming from wood. So it's a natural fiber, not only from the natural aspect, but with a lot of function as well. So if you talk to Lenzing, you will hear, and they will have a lecture or a workshop too, you will hear that tensile is a really functional fiber and it's working. And the other natural fibers working as well is the merino wool, can keep you warm or create warmth even if the fiber is wet. And you find some natural fibers as silk, even mulberry silk, cotton, and kapok. So we introduced kapok 2 years ago, and actually it's blended in a lot of fabrics. So you can have a huge variety of natural fibers. You can see it on the tables. Then the amount of recyclable fabrics is growing and growing, and new the biodegradable fabrics. So just one spoiler, stay after my lecture to see the Eco Performance Award, because it has to do with this topic. And sustainability also is to save water, to save energy. So there are new dyeing methods you can find on the tables. You can find the company Spin Dye over there. They can explain how what type of dyeing methods they have with less water and saving energy. Yeah, so this was the sustainability. So now let's go on to the thermal technologies, to our jewelry's pick theme. As I mentioned before, it's very important to have a good amount of heat on your body, especially during winter, especially for the athletes doing stop and go on sports, as the skier waiting at the lift station or sitting in the gondola, so no movement, getting colder. And after this, if he's going on the slope, he is creating heat again, so you have a good, so you need a good thermal control and a type of warmth that can be stored, but not with any overheating of the body. So the first is that, of course, you have to ask, how can the heat performance be defined? There are some measured values, as the CLO, the RCT, and the RC value. So I don't explain it here, because you can find it on the performance gate. And at the entrance, you can find this flyer. And there are the values explained on it too. I'm sorry, it's not on your chair, but it's over there at the desk at the entrance. So pick it on the way out. And there are two ways how you can create warmth, or the fabric can create warmth. One is the passive heat retention, and one is the active heat production. You need a good thermal comfort, and there are lots of ways to keep the warmth on your body in a passive way. But we found that there are some new heating technologies too, we'll introduce to you, of course, too. So when we start with this passive heat retention, you always need air. Air is a very bad conductor, so air stops the warmth on your body. How can you trap air in the garment? You need air traps if you have brushed surfaces, if you have a pile or fleece fabric. And in these very small fibers, of course, there are small, small chambers, and they keep the air, so it keeps the warmth on your body. You can also have air traps in spacer fabrics or three-layer insulation constructions. I'll show you the pictures later on. You can trap air or conserve warmth if you have additives in yarns and fibers. Mostly this is the active carbon or mineral particles, because these very small particles have a huge surface, because they have lots of microscopic holes. So this increases the surface, and these little holes trap the air also. You can use PCM. All of you know that already nearly 20 years ago, Schoeller introduced the first PCM, these phase change materials, coming of a kind of wax in a capsule, storing the warmth by getting liquid and giving the warmth back by getting solid again. So with this phase change, they take the warmth or give it back to your body. And one other technology to keep the warmth on your body is the reflection. So if you use reflective foils on the inside of your garments, your warmth the body gives to the outer layer will be reflected. So in this, all of these themes, you always hear the point, the far infrared. So what is the far infrared? This is just the physical definition or the physical name for our body warmth. Infrared rays is the warmth our body gives to our surroundings. So if you want to store the warmth, you have to trap the far or near infrared rays. And if you talk about the far infrared technology, mostly this is the explanation for the additives in the yarns and fibers. So, and of course, the active heat can be supplied via heating elements. How this will work, I'll tell you later. First, I'll show you, of course, what are the ways for the passive warmth. You see the pile, the grid, the fluffy surfaces. They trap the air, store the warmth on your body. This is one option, the oldest or most common option you know. You can use insulations in your garments, in your outer layer or in your mid layer too, as a non-woven fabric or as a loose construction if you want to fill it in down chambers. Actually, lots of very interesting new insulations you can find at the Performance Wall too. So go and have a look. And they can be worked to three-layer constructions. And this is, I think, a bit more new because some soft-shell fabrics, some mid-layer fabrics come with these three-layer constructions, the insulation inside, the mostly elastic fabric on the outer sides. It can be kilted, it can be processed by ultrasonic stitching, it can be made as chambers. So there are lots of varieties you'll find on our jewelry's pick table. And one other method to store the warmth is to use these minerals I talked before. Here you can see it as a print brought on the inside of the fabric. Active carbon or mineral particles coming as a print on the inside, reflecting the warmth and trapping the warm air. So these are the insides of the fabrics. And the last point was the reflection via metallic foils or prints. The same on the inside, you see these metallic dots and they reflect the warmth back to your body. So all these different systems you can see at this jewelry's pick table downstairs. And if you're interested in how it's working really, I'll have a guided tour tomorrow at 11 o'clock. The meeting point is in Hall 6. So if you're interested in learning more about these techniques, join my tour and we'll go down to the Performance Forum and talk about these fabrics. So, the active warmth, this is so amazing, and this was one of the highlights of our jewelry meeting because you see on the left hand side and on the right hand, this is a knit warm product coming by Lenzing. It's a very, very soft knitted fabric. And in this fabric, they are worked in conductive yarns. And these conductive yarns, of course, if you put the voltage on it, if you have a cell like you see here, the yarns are getting warm. And you can regulate the warmth via this little tool. So you have to press once, twice, three times, and you can regulate the amount of the warmth you get. And this fabric can be worked as a panel inside of your regular garment, or can be processed in total as a whole garment, however you want it. And it's, you don't feel these metallic yarns. This is so amazing because it's so soft and gives this slide and very cozy warm. So try it. We have it downstairs. And I think, Alexa, are there the power cells with the samples? Okay, so if you're interested, talk to Alexa and you can try it, how it works, because it's fantastic. So another option is Schoeller developed the eSoft Shell, and the eSoft Shell, and this is very new. The fabric is a regular soft shell with cork shell technology, working very functional, and there are the metallic fibers in it as a web, so it can be cut to size as required because it conducts everywhere. And even it can be produced for sale by the meter, so you don't have lots of waste. You can cut it as you want. You can use it at a whole garment. You can use it as panels. The heatable backing is manufactured by Eschler, a subsidiary of Schoeller, and these incorporated conductive yarns are everywhere, so they enable the uniform heat all over the body, and the material can be dyed and washed. So I think this is a very practical way to give the active warmth to the athletes. And the last, and this is what we loved most, is the iWarm 3.0 technology coming from Flying Textile. There are carbon nanotubes in the membrane. It's a soft heating membrane, and you will get an intelligent warming because a smart software is monitoring your body temperature or the temperature inside your garment. And you've got an app, and you can control or personalize your temperature you want to have. It's between 38 and 53 degrees Celsius. So you choose your optimal temperature, and the garment always is monitoring and then heating or not to keep the temperature inside. The data are sent via Bluetooth, so you need the app on your smartphone. You can use every standard power pack. You have to remove the controller if you want to wash it. And these are soft panels, and they are you can proceed and you can put them wherever you want in your garment. If you need it at the kidneys or at the shoulders or at the breast or wherever. So you can create your style, your jacket, how you want, and then put the panels in and connect it with the cable. So we loved it very much. But this is not the only topic you'll find at our performance forum. So we start with the other tables, of course. Because there are lots of base layers for this season. Lots of very light, very soft, very elastic base layers, but offering warmth, giving a winter feeling. Lots of merino qualities, lots of new tencel stories are there at these tables. You have natural fiber mixes with cotton, with silk, with kapok. You find lots of two-tone optics and knitted denim looks, so a very fashionable touch as well. But of course, on the other hand, there still are all our functional working and functional looking fabrics. So you will find fabrics with the yarns with special cross sections, with the mesh or eyelet or the chakar to spread the humidity, to have a greater surface, but to store the warmth at the same time. And of course, there are lots of finishes by nature or by additives, the odor management, they are quick drying. And here you can find fabrics with the far infrared yarns or far infrared technology too, not only on our jewelry's pick table, but in all categories also. The mid layer, they start to show some brushed surfaces a little bit more than the seasons before. The heel pie is coming back slowly. There are lots of structures on the backsides. If you see the mid layer, not only the grid, but some honeycomb patterns or diamond patterns. At the same time, they all provide a natural and casual look and a good hand feel, so very, very natural hand feel too. And the new A technical story, if you talk about the mid layers, is, as I showed before, is this three-layer construction, elastic construction with the upper and the backside fabric and a small amount of insulation in it, kilted or embossed or ultrasonic kilted. So you find lots of different three-dimensional patterns and these three-layer constructions. And on this table, as on all other tables, of course, too, there are lots of recycled materials and even biodegradable fabrics. And especially for the mid-layer section, it's very important to have biodegradable fabrics, because if you wash them, they will lose some particles because they have a pile, and you will hear about this topic more at the award ceremony. So I don't give the more spoiler than this now. The next category is the soft shells. As before, they are so light, they are so soft, very elastic, highly breathable, but absolutely windproof, only if you don't need the windproofness. Of course, for very active sports, you can get wind-permeable fabrics, but mostly they are windproof and have a very good water-resistant. So there are two categories within the soft shells. The one option is that these are very flat designs, less, no pile, only a little bit of structure. And this is the theme where you can find very much new engineered double weaves. And they are very interesting because you save the glue. It's better for the surrounding. It's a sustainable theme. And of course, it will last longer. On the other hand, if you don't want the flat designs, you can see lots of new woolen surfaces, hand-knit surfaces, rustique optics, urban optics by color and by style, by surface. But all these fabrics are highly functional, of course, too. And the picture on the right-hand side below, there's the three-layer construction as well, as we mentioned at the thermal table and the mid-layer table already. But the soft shells are working with technical structures too. The kilting, the ultrasonic theme is at the soft shell table, very interesting as well. And you've got a variety of backsides, the honeycombs, the grids, the dots, to store the heat and to give a good moisture transport to these fabrics. So the two-layer hard shell table was very interesting this time because there are lots of very technical and functional fabrics with good breathability, with high water column, with top function, lots of recycled fabrics, sometimes even recyclable. Some fabrics with these bio-based man-made fibers coming from coffee grounds or castor beans, for example, and lots of technical structures and three-dimensional constructions. But as well as you see in all categories and saw before, there are, on the other hand, there are the casual urban looks, cotton feel, cotton hand feel, cotton inside or cotton outside with the cotton PA mixes. Sustainability is a main theme here too. Lots of blue sign certified fabrics, laminations without solvents, fluorocarbon free, DWR. So all these actually is a must. Not it's a highlight, but it's a must already. And there on this table, you can find two cradle-to-cradle solutions, too, made of totally recycled upper fabric, recycled membrane, and can be recycled again because it's 100% polyester. So it's a very amazing fabric. So, and of course, a little bit more fashion has to be in this category too. You'll see different prints and structures, digital prints, fashionable optics. But this is just only a small idea what can be, because as you know, the prints can be selected as you want. But it's possible to do the digital printing on these very functional fabrics too. The three-layer fabrics, so they are so close to the soft shells that you have to feel, is there a membrane in it? Is it really tapeable? Because they are soft, they are elastic, they have a very good hand feel. They are highly functional. And this was so amazing because you have the water column up to 50K and the breathability actually up to 60K. So this is, I don't know if you feel without, if you would have any garment on your body when you're doing the sport. So I would love to try a jacket made of out of these fabrics, because 60K, for me, it would be fantastic. So if there are any producers here working with these fabrics, call me when the jackets are made, because I want to try it. The three-layer fabrics, on the other hand, are so fashionable. Lots of different types of printing. This, of course, a good hand feel structures, embossed, fancy digital prints, but very functional optics too. Very thin membranes, light fabrics, some fabrics with the three-layer constructions coming below 100 gram per square meter. Special nylon yarns for special cross sections, and lots of fabrics made of recycled PES. So with these category, you find three-layer constructions where the upper and the lining is made of recycled PES. The membrane is virgin PES, so it's not 100% cradle to cradle, but it can be recycled afterwards. So this is an important step to sustainability, I think. The high density. So we love this category because this is top function, extremely light, extremely soft, with a good hand feel, so smooth on the skin. Lots of functions, mostly down-proof, of course, with a good water column, only made by construction, so very thin fibers, very dense weaving. And they are really actually surprising, durable and tear-resistant. There are even in the lightweight category fabrics processed with Dyneema, so you can find a very, very tear-resistant fabric in a very light quality. And in this category, as in the categories before, there are lots of prints. The semi-transparent, down-proof, but lots of prints, lots of options for casual styles, lots of transfer prints. On the left-hand side, there's on the right-hand side, you see this woven, this pocket weave, the down chambers coming by weaving construction. On the left-hand side, this is a new fabric on the table. It's a non-woven down bag. You find it downstairs, and it's very interesting because you can create new styles with this non-woven insert. The shirts and pants, so we always think what will be new in this category, because what can you create new with the pants, but always we are very astonished and surprised because you find great double weaves, highly elastic fabrics, especially for the pants, and not only for the compressive styles, but for all other styles too, for all types of outdoor sports. Lots of natural colors and lots of elastic denims, knitted or woven, so that you can especially choose what you want. If you need it for an outdoor or hiking style or an athleisure style, you can choose between the knitted or woven denim fabrics. The shirts are not only the checks. Sometimes you'll get offered other patterns. There are lots of hidden functions in the shirts too. Good moisture management, lots of recycled fibers, and lots of natural fibers, special tencel and blends, the fiber blends with tencel. And there are biodegradable fabrics in this category too. So our leisure theme, the table, I think we love most because it's always so interesting, it's so inspiring. There are so many fabrics for fashionable styles, but all functional too. All these natural looks, of course, are functional. Cupro is coming back, so this is processed actually in a more sustainable and natural way. So it's a new option because it's so soft and so smooth. On the athleisure table, you find lots of great eco stories, lots of natural functional fibers, natural looks, and recycled materials, recyclable materials, biodegradable materials. So everything you need together with this fashionable look can be found on our athleisure table. And you see, of course, there are lots of hand-knitted or knitted fabrics, very soft, very cozy. These were not suited for high-intense sports, but as an after-sports or office jacket or sweater, of course, so that you can do a collection with some very fashionable styles too. And the last, but not least, the last category, as always, the workwear. There are, as always, lots of high-vis fabrics combined, of course, with other properties like high abrasion, like tear resistance. You even find recycled high-vis fabrics, lots of flame retardants and multifunctional styles, which can be used for rugged outdoor activities too. The fabric on the left-hand side is a reflective fabric, but it was so difficult to make a picture when it's flashed. So go downstairs, use the flash of your smartphone and try how the reflection is working. You find lots of jersey fabrics, but with cordura, so very rugged. Denims, looking really as a denim, but with a very good and high abrasion. On the right-hand side, you can see a very soft fabric, but this one has special functions and qualities like flame retardant, high abrasion, and so on. So even these soft hand feels got lots of functional properties for the next season. And so, as always, we are at the end, but please stay, please welcome Stefanie Sacharow from Performance Days, and be curious what will be the ECO Performance Award winner.
Stefanie. Thank you very much, Ulrike. Please give a huge applause to Ulrike, because she's really working hard for this presentation. You don't imagine what we are going through. For finding out the trends, we checked over 1,000 articles together with a jury consisting of Ulrike as freelance journalist and expert, and also with brands. So if you are a brand and if you are curious to see what we are doing, if you have a good textile background, and if you want to become a jury, please contact us, visitor@performancedays.com. We are always searching for 1 to 2 brands who want to join our 2-day meeting to check over 1,000 articles, to find out the best articles out of these, and to discuss stories, products together in the team. So it's visitor@performancedays if you're interested. So why is Ulrike so important? She is the head of this magazine. So if you want to have more information on the companies, on the novelties, then please check for free. It's at the entrance, the SZ magazine that she is responsible for and where she has written most of the articles. So talking about news, I guess you have seen the emails. There's one big news about Performance Days. Next April will be the last time in this location, and then all of you can be very happy. We are moving to the location of Messe Riem, Messe München, so the same location you know from ISPO. So it will be easier with the underground, it will be easier with parking, Wi-Fi will become better, and we will have a few suppliers more. So look forward to November 2018, sorry. It's the 28th to 29th, I believe. You will soon see it on the website. So yeah, let's go to what I've prepared for you. Don't worry, it's only like 5 minutes long. Yeah, it has been 1,050 products that our exhibitors have sent to us. So our jury this time, we have been in the jury meeting with Adidas. And oh my God, my brain is killing me. With the Adidas people and Mammut. Yes, here we go again. You can see it's 28 items less than the year before, but we have been very picky. It's the same number of fabrics on the tables, 214, that you can see downstairs in hall 4. So everything that Ulrike has explained is there live. You can scan the QR codes on the items. You will be on the website, get all the technical data information, and there's even a button say send samples to my office. So the producer will be informed and you can have your sample to your office. This works all the year in the 24 area. We have been a bit more picky on the wall. It's 2 items less. Still, there are 133 thermal insulation products, zippers, buttons, etc. But we have been very picky on the jury pick this time. It's 11 less, and there is only 1 award winner this time. And the award winner of this year is the company Pontetorto with the article called Biopile. You have it on the backside of the SZ magazine, and you will soon see the technician who developed this article and also the owner of Pontetorto. Why did we go for this article? You all know the story about having plastic in the ocean. And one reason why there is plastic is not only the garbage, the big plastic, which soon becomes smaller and smaller, but polyester, if you wash it, it can lead to tiny particles that will go into the water, and with the water, it sooner or later ends up in the oceans. Therefore, Pontetorto thought about how can we do this better, and the solution is a yarn by Lansing, which will decompose, which is biodegradable in the ocean. So Lansing is over here in room R 06, so just around the corner next to the stairs if you want to meet them. But this is one of the solutions which we can already offer right now if you want to do it better, if you want to do something for the environment. And even the outer part, which is not brushed, and therefore it does not lose that much of a little tiny particles, is recycled, in this case not biodegradable, if I'm informed right, but recycled. So the story is, how can we better think about the resources we have and better protect them? Please welcome with a warm applause Mr. Enrico Banci and the Technician. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can take this with you to your booth. Your booth is in hall 2, so downstairs. Booth number 216 and 18, a big booth, you cannot miss it. Please visit them, and also if you want to, Lansing. And yeah, thank you for your attention. The next presentation will be about the trend colors, so if you want to stay at 10:45, the next presentation will start. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.